Good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to our November 14th meeting of the Board of Education, and I would ask our superintendent to please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. I know that most of you have heard about the terrible tragedy that occurred in our district, the passing of senior student Amanda Kajegas. She was a young woman with a brilliant mind and a giving heart. And in honor of her life, I would like for us to take a moment of silence. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Turning to item three, changes in the meeting agenda. There is one. We have an addendum. Item 1A, the approval of a memorandum of agreement, a MESTRACT teacher. And now turning to one of our most enjoyable parts of this evening, if not the most enjoyable, student recognition.
Yes, we are very proud this evening to honor some of our art students district-wide, and I hope some of you had an opportunity to see the art show that was displayed, and I'd like to take this moment to introduce our coordinating chairperson of art, Jennifer Tretner. Are you going to introduce? Jen, will you be introducing the students? Oh, sure. That would be fine. So if you want to introduce the teachers and have them introduce the students, that'll be great. Thank you.
Okay. If the students would please come up. Isabella Rowett. Kizer Hassan. Devin Larson. Althea Grubbs Arbrecht. There were a lot of people here at the show. They may have gone home. Hazel Cojas. William Good. DJ Reynolds.
Oh, sweetheart.
Oh. Jocelyn Appel. Emily Mills. Nicole Dymack. Sarayan Masoor, Francis Kelly, Olivia Surrett, Christian Tyler, Kyle Ray, Sabrina Zhang, Malika Sin. Yay. Vivian Wang. Amy Yang. Alexander Long. Ryan Manute. Jamie Nagel, Max Friedman, Surgeon Bozin. The students that are standing up here have been recognized for different things. The young ladies and the students who were here at the art show but did not stay, who Mrs. Sacco has all their certificates, they were part of the Living Book Project, the Hexagon Project, and they are all award winners from each school, which we're very proud of. So congratulations, ladies. And the three young men sitting, standing up here were honored in the fall. Their films were accepted to the All-American Film Festival, and they had a red carpet screening in New York City, and it's quite a big event, and it's nationwide. So congratulations on such an achievement. And then these are all of their teachers, including Mrs. DiLorenzo, who's hanging out in the back, who's the film teacher. So congratulations, everyone.
We are very proud of all of our art students, and we recognize that their day is very long, so if they would like to leave right now, we would not be insulted. However, the art department is doing a presentation this evening, so if you'd like to stay, you certainly are more than welcome. Thank you.
I'd like to turn to item 5. This is public participation. This is our first of two public participation opportunities. Be up to 30 minutes in length, and we ask each individual to limit his or her comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Okay. Seeing none, we'll turn to 6 minutes and bids, the minutes of October 17th, 2018. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Anybody second?
Second.
Okay, Ms. Blavinka. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? The minutes are approved. Turning now to reports, our student representative.
Trick or Treat Street happened on October 26th. It was a great success. The Honors Jazz Band Ensemble was chosen as one of only a select few to perform at the New York State School Boards Association Annual Conference. The robotics team took first place at the Half Hollow Hills Robotics Invitational. The boys golf are league and Suffolk County champions, as well as the girls swimming and diving are also league and Suffolk County champions. The football team has their Suffolk County game this Saturday at 6 at Stony Brook University versus William Floyd. Winter sports started their season this Tuesday. This year's play at Ward Melville is Mamma Mia. Tickets are $20. Show dates are December 13th, 14th, and 15th at 7:30, and December 16th at 2 p.m. There's a turkey teacher competition going on at Ward Melville. Bins are outside of the library with different teachers' names on them. This competition is collecting food such as canned goods, cereals, pastas, and rice, and giving it to families in our area that can't afford a Thanksgiving dinner. The teacher with the most in their bin wears a crown at the end of the competition, and the teacher that has the least wears the turkey hat. Student government is having a town hall on December 13th during our regular meeting. We are inviting all students to the meeting to ask any questions they have. Mr. Bernhardt will also be there to answer any questions. The prom fashion show has also begun planning. Applications have been taken, and the event will take place at the Watermill on January 24th.
Okay, thank you very much. We're going to have a report this evening on the art program K-12 in the Three Village School District. Cheryl?
Yes, so we're very lucky to have the art department with us this evening and the show that was just displayed in the training room. We were very lucky in this district because of the support of the Board of Education and the community that we continue to have art K-12 in Three Village Schools. But the talent and abilities of the teachers here and having an eye at looking at recognizing the talent and abilities of the students is truly amazing. So we have an excellent presentation this evening to show you really the amazing program we have in art for our district. So Mrs. Trettner, would you join us back up at the podium and do the presentation. Thank you.
On behalf of the Three Village Art Department, I would like to thank the Board of Education for your support. You truly appreciate what we do. Thank you. 100% of our elementary students are enrolled in art every week, kindergarten through sixth grade. Thank you.
Okay, that's better. The elementary art program is the foundation of our students' art experience in Three Village. Elementary students are actively involved in creating, discussing, and critiquing works of art. They understand and are able to identify the fundamentals of art, the elements and principles of design, color theory, and art history. They explore literacy through art and careers in art. They meet or exceed the New York State and national standards. During the creation process, the students begin to make connections between their art and history, culture, society, and social awareness. They develop literacy and vocabulary by using art as text, and they are able to articulate their work verbally and through written reflections and artist statements. Here's some examples of student artwork, elementary. That's the best part, really. Beyond the classroom. Elementary art teachers are kind of like the unofficial go-to people of the building. People come to us for everything, from making a sign to fixing somebody's shoe. Some of the official things we do beyond the classroom are Square One Art through the PTA fundraiser, kindergarten screening decorations, t-shirt designs, anti-bullying art, Colors of Long Island, the Living Book Project, the Spring Into Art Show. Each building has its own art show. And constantly just changing displays in the buildings.
Okay. Okay, so the secondary art program for the students in Three Village Central School District begin when they go to Murphy and Gelinas. Here I have the enrollment for the 2018 school year between all of the grades. So you see 7th, 8th, 9th grade, and then the building percentage of students enrolled for Murphy, Gelinas, and Ward Melville High School, with the total secondary enrollment in art classes at 63% this year. We currently have in grades 7 through 12, 10.1 art teachers. Murphy, 2.1 teachers. Jalinas, 2.4. Ward Melville High School, 5.4. And the Academy, 0.2. On this page is a list of offerings that our students can take art classes in grades 7 through 8, with ninth grade and high school being mainly elective classes. The junior high program builds on the foundation set by the elementary art staff and fosters a greater understanding, allowing students to explore their knowledge and skills in greater depth. The 7th and 8th grade art program, as of the 18-19 school year, has changed a bit. Where in the past, 7th and 8th graders all took art, this year, incoming 7th graders have the option to take art in 7th grade or 8th grade. And many of the students have decided to take it in 7th grade. However, there are students who may want to take art in 8th grade as well. So we have a new elective for 8th grade called Creative Studio. And the Creative Studio class introduces students to the types of artwork that they would create in the ninth grade program, in any of the ninth grade classes. So it's a nice introduction. And this year is the first year that we are running Creative Studio. It is a 20-week program, and we are running it every other day, so students will have their art teacher for an entire year. In the 7th and 8th grade art program, students explore the artistic process through creating, performing, responding, and connecting to the visual arts. They incorporate the elements and principles of art in 2D and 3D works. They learn critical thinking skills, time management, and creative problem solving. And just like they do at the elementary school, they use art as text, where they learn to write and verbalize the descriptions or exactly what they did with their projects, and they get to talk about art. In the ninth grade program, it is an elective program, 20 weeks of art, fulfilling part of the one credit requirement to graduate high school. In the ninth grade program, we focus on problem solving, critical thinking, collaboration, and teamwork, which is supported and encouraged in all of the classes. We also, at the secondary level, go beyond the classroom. As Mrs. Sacco said, we pretty much do everything that anybody needs us to do. And at Murphy and Jalinas, this is just an example of some of the community projects that they have done with National Art Honor Society, National Junior Art Honor Society, and in the classroom, going beyond just typical projects. And a sampling of some of the beautiful work from the junior high students. Ward Melville High School art electives. They continue to build on the foundation set by the curricula in grades K through 9. We foster 21st century skills, post-secondary options, real-world experiences, and the students create portfolios that colleges are really looking for. Our college prep program, which is what we really like to consider a lot of our electives, they challenge the students to think outside the box. They foster cognitive process, and they learn how to problem solve on a higher level while applying those skills to the real world. They use art as text, and they are very, very advanced in their two- and three-dimensional artwork. This slide up here, I wanted to show you the comparison between BOCES art classes and our like classes. So for the 2018 school year, in the art and design program, there's one student who goes to BOCES and 103 that take our classes here. There are no students that go for photography, one student for film and video, and we have 49 in the film program and 92 in the photo program. Fashion, there is one student. We have 20 students enrolled in the fashion class. And interior design, there are no students. We currently have 24. So three students go to BOCES and 291 stay at Ward Melville and take our classes. The K-12 department does amazing things. And one of the things, or I should say two of the things that I really love about the high school, and having been a former high school teacher, is our authentic opportunities that we offer our students, as well as the community outreach. And they do go hand in hand. Now this list, I'm not going to read the entire list, but these are just a few of the projects that we have done in the community that have been authentic experiences for the students. The gold on the top left, those are our most recent ones, and they include creating a new logo for the North Shore Montessori School, creating a logo for Blitz Insurance, which is a medical insurance agency out of Florida. Every year, the Introduction to Graphic Design class creates the musical posters and the program, and they're the inspiration for the billboard. We have, over the past few years, done the senior and junior girls' shirts so that we could have a little bit more control over the shirts, so that we had positive messages in the school. Dommy Bear was an exciting project, which we'll come up to a little later. We did bar mitzvah planning so that the students in the advanced graphic design class actually took their understanding of branding and marketing, and they actually did a personal brand for a young man's bar mitzvah, so everything was coordinated, which was very interesting to take something corporate and doing it personally for a child. We do in-house promotions in the district and within our own departments. And last year, we also had the opportunity to create a brand new marketing campaign for a new company called Jar Sweets. And that project actually gave us the opportunity to work with an LA executive. And we did a few Zoom calls. So we actually had teleconferencing out of our classroom with Alex from LA. And here's a sample of some of the work from the high school students. And because of the strong art program that we have here in Three Village, we have an unbelievable amount of students who are offered scholarships every year. Last year's scholarship total was, I can't read it, $2,750,000 offered to our students. And over the course of, since 2003-04 school year, our students that are at $21.5 million in scholarship offers, which is pretty incredible. And schools are seeking our students because they know of our program. We also happen to have a lot of clubs and honor societies, K through 12. We have art clubs, printmaking clubs, ceramics club, media art club, and we also happen to have National Junior Art Honor Society at Minnesaukee and National Junior Art Honor Society at both junior highs, and the National Junior Art Honor Society for Jelinas and Murphy. National Junior Art, it's a lot to say. And then the National Art Honor Society for the high school. And Mrs. Sacco is the first elementary teacher to bring it to the elementary program as well, which is very nice. And this is just a sampling of some of the things they do. So in the right here, that is a coloring book that Mrs. Dietz's National Art Honor Society did for Stony Brook University last year. They did bags for the holiday for the food pantry so that people could put the food in. They have created portraits for the memory project. And sorry, it's been a long day. And then one of a really wonderful project has been the wheel covers for the wheelchairs that Mrs. Sacco and Mr. Sacco did together with their students. We have a lot of points of pride in Three Village, but I'm not going to tell you all of them. We're going to highlight a few of them. We have Mrs. Sacco and Mr. Sacco. They have been presenting over the years at the National Art Education Association, which is quite an honor. And Mrs. Sacco will be presenting again this year, and Mr. Sacco. Mr. Sacco is a published author in School Arts Magazine, numerous times. We're very proud of that. Mrs. Weissman, I'm actually going to ask her to come up and hand something to the board. She had the opportunity in her class to design an activity book. Out of tragedy came something good. There's a family on Long Island whose son was killed in a jet skiing accident. And they approached Mrs. Weissman to have her students design this activity book that has been distributed to more than 20 school districts, and about 15,000 copies have been given out to educate young children on the safety water issues. Each year, we have had numerous honorable mentions, gold key winners and silver key winners in scholastic art and writing. We have the All-American Film Festival students that you got to see tonight. And Mrs. DiLorenzo's class, over the years, they created the commercials for the Three Village Historical Society that were shown during AMC's Turn series. We have the Hexagon Project that we had the winners here tonight. And Dr. Mandel's student was honored for the AAA traffic safety poster last year. She won an award, which is quite an achievement. And there's many more to read from, but I don't want to read anymore. But we have some wonderful things happening in the department. And then Mrs. Sacco is going to talk to you about STEAM.
You may remember last year I had the pleasure of presenting my Starry Night STEAM project that I did with my kindergartners. And that's me at the national conference. I put the A in STEAM. So there's always a discussion for years now. Is it STEM? Is it STEAM? And I think no matter, you call it whatever you want, if you are doing science, technology, engineering, and math, there is an underlying design component which goes back to the elements and principles. So it's STEAM. And Mrs. DiLorenzo, right?
Yes. Mrs. DiLorenzo recently, and if you go into the training room, you will see them, worked with Mr. Spira in the science department. Mr. Spira's students were working on current issues with pollution in the water. So Mrs. DiLorenzo taught some classes, quite a few, with Mr. Spira's students, and she taught them how to use the industry program, Adobe Illustrator, and they were able to create their own posters that conveyed all of the research that they did on their topic of water pollution. So they came out quite beautiful, and it was a very nice collaboration between science and art. And our students here at Three Village have such an amazing opportunity to take our classes with just amazing teachers that go above and beyond every single day. By the time they finish our K-12 program, their knowledge and their portfolios have provided them with such a foundation that they are being accepted to schools such as the School of Visual Arts, FIT, George Washington University, Brown School of the Museum of Fine Arts, Boston, Temple University, Maryland Institute College of Art, Pratt, Savannah College of Art and Design, Rochester Institute of Technology, and Ringling, to name just a few. And I was very serious before when I said they are seeking our students. They want our students. And it's really nice to get emails or phone calls from school districts that would like our top students. And they offer scholarships, and our kids are just so fortunate. And with that, I wanted to show you, I have two slides. I'm not going to talk about all of them. But you wonder, where are the kids now? I mean, you know, they take our art classes. Some students do come in to take art just because they love it. Other students do make a career out of it. And we all hear about the students that make a career out of it. But I wanted to just point out the young woman on the left. Her name is Caitlin Morrison. She's a 2003 graduate. She went to SUNY Geneseo, and she studied international relations. She is currently the administrative officer supervising all of the non-attorney staff for the U.S. Department of Justice. And when cases move toward litigation, they usually hire legal design teams to do all of their graphics that they present in their cases. But that gets very, very expensive. So she has started, she reached out to me about a year ago, and about a year ago is when she started applying the skills she learned in the graphic design program here in Three Village. And now she is doing the graphics for most of the litigation pieces that she's working on, which not only is great that she has the skills that she learned here in our school district, but she is saving the Department of Justice money. So who doesn't love that? And then, of course, you have students who are designers designing in different places across the country. And then the bottom left, I just wanted to touch on Danica Perry. Years ago, I did a presentation. She had done this great animation at SVA. Well, currently, she is now an animation professor at SVA. And it's interesting because students who just loved her and admired her here and her work, who really didn't know her, they just heard of Danica, have her as a professor now. So it's actually very interesting. And this up here, yes, that's James Franco. She was the computer effects, the graphic effects artist on that movie. So these are some of the stills from what she was working on, which is pretty fantastic too. And then Mrs. Sacco and I would like to leave you with a short animation that one of our students who went through the K-12 program created in Mrs. DiLorenzo's class. And she illustrated, animated, she actually wrote the music score for this, and she narrated it. I swear it worked this afternoon.
I hate bees. That's me, the bee hater. Well, it's probably more accurate to say that bees hate me. I feel like I'm a bee magnet. I show up somewhere and boom, hello, there's a bee. And it's always there to ruin my life. My family has a bunch of different ways of dealing with bees. One time, my grandmother convinced us that it was a good idea to pour gasoline into a hive of carpenter wasps. Yeah, no, it wasn't. And apparently, God wasn't too happy with our ideas, because 5 people got stung by bees at my bat mitzvah, one of whom was allergic. Then there was that one time where a hornet got into the house and kept my mom and I hostage for an hour. And every time we tried to leave, it would just buzz the bee equivalent of no.
No.
And that was the end of that. If my experiences have taught me anything, it's that there's no such thing as a nice bee. They don't exist. It doesn't matter if they're fluffy like kittens or literally made of triangles of death. They all have an agenda of pure evil. I guess they do pollinate the planet. That's pretty cool. Like, there's flowers and trees and stuff because of bees. Ooh, and they make honey. I do love honey. And they haven't stung me yet, though the jury's still out on that. You know what? Maybe bees aren't so bad. Ow! Yeah, nope. Still hate them.
So Mrs. Sacco and I would like to thank you once again for continuing to support us. We really appreciate everything that this district has done for us, and we just love working here, and we are all just so fortunate to work with the children in this district. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Turning to item 8, items for board discussion. Are there any items that need to report up this evening? Sure.
Can I just say that we're fortunate to have all of you.
Absolutely.
What you've done with our children. I still have artwork from my kids. One's 18, one's 15. I still have ceramic pieces in my kitchen. I'm so proud. So
yes.
I just want to say a personal thank you, because my kids have no artistic talent. But somehow you drew something out of both of them. So, and you got them to pass. So thank you.
Item 9, informational items to the board. Anybody? Okay. Turning now to 10, items for board action. D, the approval of extension of contract with outside service provider for special educational services.
We just have one contract. It's an extension at the same terms as last year.
Okay. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Pavinka? Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to E, acceptance of donations.
We have one donation. It's from Mr. Jeffrey Ehrlich, who's a district resident. It's a number of pieces of equipment to be used at the Ward Melville Theater Program.
Okay. Dr. Kern and Ms. Regolia, second. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to F, the declaration of surplus equipment.
We have a lot of stuff, mostly
computer, a lot of old stuff,
computer type equipment. Yes, that's all in unusable or obsolete condition.
Okay.
Question, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
What do we do with the obsolete stuff? I mean, especially like this whole list. A lot of his metal. Can't we sell it to a
metal
recycler?
Yes, we do. Anything that's metal, we bring to Gershow Recycling.
Okay.
Yes, any of that stuff we do. Computer monitors is a different type of
that
disposal.
I understand, but I'm reading. I read the list, and it was
yes.
a ton of metal stuff.
Yes. Right.
Okay, Dr. Kerman.
Just when the musical instruments actually get used by the art department when we get rid of them, they actually make it into art.
And second, Ms. Regolia, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Now we have declaration of surplus textbooks.
We have some English textbooks that are outdated. From
okay. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Regolia, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. The approval of memorandum of agreement with the Three Village School District and the Three Village Clerical Unit.
So moved.
Second. Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to I, approval of a memorandum of agreement with the school between the school district and the TVTA regarding an EMT stipend. Maybe, Jeff, you could just talk a little bit about what that's all about.
Sure. It's part of our safety precautions district-wide. We've instituted a number of various training programs, including first aid, CPR, bleeding control, things like that. We also have a number of New York State certified emergency medical technicians. We're in process of working on having a medical control officer to establish, put our protocols together. And the board has agreed to provide a stipend to district employees that are emergency medical technicians. With the thought being, the more people that know first aid and the more they know, the better for all of us.
Good. We have a motion, Mr. Kornrich. Second, Mrs. Gish. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning now to the addendum, item I-1, the approval of Memorandum of Agreement, MESTRAC teacher. We have a motion on that, please. So Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Golia. Any discussion on this? Jeff, anything that needs to be stated on this?
Yes, this is just an amendment of a contract that was previously approved. We just had to adjust some of the parameters of the contract.
Okay. All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning now to J1, Personnel Matters Instructional. May I have a motion on that, please? Dr. Kerman? Second. Mrs. Gish? Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Anything? Okay. And then turning to personnel matters non-instructional. May I have a motion on that? Dr. Kerman, second. Ms. Regalia? Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes.
Mr. Conner, there's nothing unusual here, though I would like to mention and recognize we are losing one of our custodial workers to retirement, Mr. Kurt Dreyfus, who's been with us just a tad over 36 years. So
good for him.
We wish him well in retirement. Yes.
Good. Very good. Okay, turning to K, the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education Subcommittee and the Accommodation 504 plan for the meeting dates stated. We have a motion on that, please. Mrs. Gish, second. Anybody? Ms. Begolia, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. And turning to L, the recommendations of the Committee on Preschool Special Education for the meeting date stated. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Ms. Begolia, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning now to 11 informational items of interest. Are there any items we'd like to bring to our colleagues' attention? I would like to say what I had, what was already mentioned by a student rep before. At the New York State School Board Convention, which was October 25th, 26th, and 27th, this year it was in New York City, and it enabled the entire board. All seven of us went to that convention for the 3 days. It was very worthwhile. But one of the things that made me personally so proud was that there were two musical groups that were selected from throughout the state, and one of them was Oz. The Honors Jazz Ensemble, led by Jason Chapman, outstanding. Outstanding. We could not have been more proud. The superintendent was there, and we were really so proud of our students. And this was just before the educational commissioner was introduced, before her remarks and so forth. Standing room only, packed. Could not have been more proud. You know, you would agree, I know.
They did a great job.
They did a wonderful job. They did an outstanding job. Outstanding job.
To say something?
Yes.
Yeah. So with regard to our music program, and I think the complement to that is also our art program, and I want to follow up on what Mrs. Regalia said, is that in Three Village, we are so fortunate that when we look at academics, we don't just look at what we see as English, science, social studies, math, and foreign language. We see every component of what we offer here, the art program, the music program, the family and consumer science, the technology, as all part of our core. And the teachers that are represented here this evening are incredibly impressive individuals, not only for the skill and the talent, their dedication that they bring to the work with the students, but it is the passion. And they inspire so many of our students to be successful. And for that, we are incredibly thankful. So thank you.
Yes. Amen. I'd like to now turn to our second public participation session. as I said before, it can be up to 30 minutes in length, and we ask each individual to limit his or her comments to 3 minutes. We have a request here. Donna Pespain. You could just lower that a little bit.
Hi, I'm Donna Pestipane, and I'm here tonight as the president of the Three Village Clerical Unit. I want to thank the Board of Education for approving the Memorandum of Agreement that amends our work year to include the winter recess one as days off in exchange for a shortened summer schedule. The never-ending support that you show to the clerical unit is extremely appreciated. I would also like to thank Mrs. Petisich and the assistant superintendents for their ongoing support. I've come to realize that no issue or concern is too small or insignificant, and I appreciate the open door policy that you have all extended. I am part of this district in many different capacities. I'm a resident, a parent, and an employee. But tonight, I'm most proud to be standing here representing a group of 95 people whose hard work and dedication do not go unnoticed. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing none, do I have a motion for adjournment? Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, good evening, everyone.